Blog Talk Radio.
Type of success that you only can dream of. I mean, the type of success where the dream seems impossible. And I want to definitely welcome the callers on the line. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome anyone that's in our chat room. I just got a note on Facebook that we have an awesome, awesome guest. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and she's going to also get an account so that she'll be able to chat in, because as a guest in the chat room, yes, you can't make a comment until you actually sign up for an account, but it's absolutely, totally free. It doesn't cost anything to have an account right here on Blog Talk Radio. Anyone can do what I'm doing right now. It's, again, the bleeding before the succeeding. One of the ways that you might bleed, it may feel like bloodshed. You know, I think about Jesus when before he really succeeded, because his success caused success for so many others. As a matter of fact, for all others. But it took, remember when he was in the garden, just before they came to get him, he was dropping great drops, blood drops, sweat that were like blood drops. And that's where I saw, wow, you know, we too are going to have to bleed before the succeeding. So what is the bleeding looking like? Well, it can manifest itself in different ways. For some people, the bleeding that comes before the succeeding takes being flat broke, losing everything you got. I think about one of the persons that I've looked into her background, Susie Orman. Here's a woman who has a very, very dynamic teaching and training about how to be successful with your money. But when I read into her background, here is a woman who at one point lost everything she had. And that's the same with many people. If we look at another great multi-millionaire, multi-level marketing billionaire type person, Miss Dani Johnson. She's another one. She was flat broke. She had absolutely no money, but yet she makes millions today. And what I'm saying to you, if you want to be a success, a super success, a powerful success, as I call it, then you will have to do some bleeding. It's going to take more than just hard work, because for some people, hard work isn't really that painful. It won't hard work. Some people are just born for hard work, so they won't really notice how they're really pouring out. But for most people, one of the ways that will cause them to bleed, and I mean bleed big time, but that just means a big time bleeding, means a big time succeeding. That's right. A big time bleeding leads to a big time succeeding. And for some, for some people, the bleeding comes when one has to step out of their comfort zone. Okay? And you have to do things that you never thought you would do before. You have to maybe forgive somebody that you have made it the absolute last person or last thing you will ever do in your life. For some people, it's to have to go through some kind of tragic loss. There have been individuals who have lost loved ones that they thought they couldn't make it without them. I mean, once that loved one had gone, they were almost near to the point of wanting to check out themselves. But they bled and they succeeded. And that's what I'm saying. You have to intervene in your own succeeding. You have to find a way to get there. I know it doesn't sound believable, what I'm talking about. You know, you might be willing to say, this isn't going to work for me. But I guarantee you that there is success that comes after you've done some bleeding. You can achieve after the bleed. Some people, once they're bleeding, they don't believe that there's any way that they can make it. But I'm telling you now that that bleeding is a part and parcel of the process. I've experienced some bleeding, and every time the bleeding was over, all of a sudden there was another major opportunity waiting for me. In other words, this bleeding is leading you into not only just to super succeeding, okay? And it's happening, and you may not even realize it, okay? So that's why I'm bringing it to your attention, so that you can acknowledge it. There's one thing I've learned is that, you know, God loves when we acknowledge Him. And when you're going through something that could seem so horrible, acknowledging Him means now that you're acknowledging Him in your mess. You're acknowledging Him in what you're going through. Even though sometimes when we're right at that toughest situation, at that situation that's drawing the most blood out of us, having to do something that really goes against our every natural and physical and even spiritual fiber. Once we do that, that is going to draw some blood. But what I'm saying is that sometimes when we get in those places, we want to turn away from God. But what I'm saying is, that's the time to turn to Him. That's the time to acknowledge that, God, this is very painful for me. You know, like my sister says sometimes, God, are you for real? Do you know I'm over here suffering? And then He just quietly reminds you, yes, I know. And once that happens, you know, like Jesus said, can this cup pass over me? Even He wanted the bleeding to stop. But look at the succeeding that came when He did not give up. And that's the message for you today. You must not give up. You should not give up. Because after the bleeding, there is succeeding. You may be going through a hard time right now. Your company may have closed. I was watching on the TV the other day, and there was a company in New York City that was hit so hard by this recent storm that we've had here on the East Coast. People all over the world know about this storm. That's how bad it was. I still have people contacting me that know I live on the East Coast. How are you? How did you make out? There are some people still doing very, very poorly. No gas, no electric, no power. And also in this woman's case, her business that she was relying on, that's been in her family for generations, was like nearly destroyed. And it wasn't so much her own life that she could just pick up and go and do whatever she wants, but she's concerned about her employees. They also have families. They also use that income from that job. They use that job as their livelihood. They enjoy working there. So she's trying to hold on with everything she's got. And what I'm saying, that's a bleeding. But all she has to do is let God know, God, I'm still here. I thank you that you didn't let the storm wipe me out. I'm suffering, but I heard a message, and if you tuned in, you say, I heard a message on Blog Talk Radio from this coach woman talking about I'm supposed to be succeeding after the bleeding. and I'm bleeding, you know, it's okay to let him know. He knows anyway, so you can't hide it from him. It ain't like you're going to go through without him knowing. It's not like you're going to be upset without him knowing. So you may as well have a, you know, come clean, so to speak, have a heart-to-heart talk with God, like, God, you know what, I'm just really not, you know, understanding here. So he can talk back, you know. God does talk back. And if you're his sheep, you know his voice, and you'll know it's him, and he'll comfort you, and he'll guide you, and he'll tell you what to do, even while you're bleeding. He'll tell you how your bleeding is going to lead to succeeding. If he's done it for me, I know he'll do it for you. So now I want to ask you a question. What is your bleeding? What is your individual, what is your personal bleeding? What are you, and think about that. What is your bleeding? What is the thing that is giving you so much pain and so much trouble? What exactly is that? But once you can identify that, then I want you to, once you identify, what is it? It could be a bad relationship. It could be finances. It could be a health issue. It could be something that's happening emotionally with you. It could be a combination. But what identify the thing? I mean, until we can really identify what it is, it'll be like stumbling around pretty much in the dark. So identify what it is. Take the time. You know, in my book, Release Your Power, in that chapter, I talk about how, in the second chapter, I talk about taking this self-assessment. And I talk about how you need time to do that. You know, if you're a person, look at, for instance, a person like myself or some other people, sometimes we're on the go, going, 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 going. There's hardly time to sit back and even assess what's bleeding or what's causing it, where our pain is coming from, what we're dealing with. But boy, there's nothing like some type of a situation. Could be an illness, the lack of funds, or some emotional drama or trauma that can give us, force us sometimes into that period where we have to sit back. I mean, even jail time for that matter. I use that chapter a lot when I work with individuals that are incarcerated. And I would tell them, I know you hate being here. I know you can't wait to go home and get back to the crazy life probably that you had before you got here. You're rushing back to that. And I said, and boy, you don't even realize this is an opportunity that many busy people wish they had. There are many busy people who are responsible for so many individuals, whether it be a head of a family, the head of a company, or what have you. They wish they had 6 months to themselves. You know, I look at our current President Obama. You know, can you imagine what his life is like every day? I mean, he's probably, I know he can't wait for the next 4 years to be over, so that he can just go by himself. He'll probably tell Michelle and them, I'll see y'all later. You know, you want to just go spend some time with yourself. Ask yourself questions. Talk to yourself. This is when it's okay to talk to yourself. Find out what it is you really want, what it is you enjoy doing, what you love doing. Because most of us don't get that opportunity, you see. So here's an opportunity to see where, if you're bleeding because of the lack of finances, the lack of friends, the lack of something, here's a time to kind of figure out why, what's going on, and here's the kicker. What am I going to do now? What now? What or what next? Okay? What now and what next? Two beautiful questions. I love those. Those are two of my favorite questions. What am I going to do now? And what am I going to do next? Okay? yes, we look at, well, what did I do? And that's always great, and that's fun, and that's wonderful. But if you're trying to, if you're wondering, you know, Coach Lily said, how do you do it? How do you stay on top of where you're going and what's coming up and what's happening in your life? How are you so successful at what you do, being an author, you know, being an entrepreneur, having a wonderful, awesome marriage? How do you do all these things? Well, it's those two questions that I constantly think of. What's now? What am I doing right now? Okay. What I did yesterday was great. That was wonderful. For instance, last night, had a great session with two wonderful women in my train-to-trainer program. Awesome. Okay. But what about today? What am I going to do now? And then what will I do next? And so we need that time for that reflection. And especially as it relates to your bleeding. So you ask yourself, what is causing me to bleed? Where's my bleeding coming from? And I would say, look at that and look within that. So not just looking at, but also looking within. So not just looking at the bleeding, but look within the bleeding. You know, far too many people just look at things. They look at what happened to them. They look at the fact that they may be on a job that they hate. They look at the fact that they may be in a particular department of a company. Like I tell some people, they may love the company but hate the job. They may love the job but dislike the supervisor. They may like the supervisor and the job but dislike the company, you know, like that. And so, same thing. Look, and a lot of people just look at it. Same thing with a marriage. A lot of people, they just looked at their marriage and thought, yuck, and something got out of it. Same thing, people do that in other relationships. Looking at the situation, they need to begin to look within the situation, okay? Because in that situation, no matter what it is, there is this great opportunity. You may feel like you're bleeding, but in that situation, there's an opportunity for succeeding. You know, I remember I was in a company once, and I was. You know, it was really a bleeding. I felt like I was bleeding every day that I had to go to work. But when I looked within it, see, when I stopped looking at it, this is most of us, we just look at the situation, and we don't look within. Because if you ever looked within, a whole realm, a new realm of possibilities will open up to you. And again, you know, that's what, in chapter 2, I talk about that, taking that assessment. That's that dealing with the within. So you're challenged here. You're challenged here with a couple of things this morning. Okay? The bleeding that comes before the succeeding. You're now challenged with, first of all, talking to God about your bleeding. Don't keep it on the down low. Don't think that, well, he doesn't want to know, he's not interested, he doesn't care. First of all, he already knows, he is interested, and he cares about you. So there you go. Talk to him about it. We talk to everyone else, let's talk to him. If it's good enough for you to tell your friend, it's good enough for you to tell him. He already knows. Okay, so you're challenged with a few things here. Then you're also challenged with asking yourself the questions. If you have this time, even if you're on a job, let's say you're on a job that you absolutely hate, and you would walk out if you could, but because you have so many bills or so many obligations, so many responsibilities, that you can't do it. You just can't. You would love to, but you can't. But that, it might be a bleeding for you, but there's an opportunity in that leading. There's an opportunity there. And it's an opportunity for you to do some succeeding. Take that bleeding, look at it. Don't just look at it, rather, but look within it. What's in it? I remember that commercial that Ragu put out. They would say, talking about the tomato taste or what have you, the real tomato taste, they would say, it's in there. It's in there. You can't see it, but it's in there. Like the book suggests, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And that's why some people can't really become who they are, because they, all their lives, they've only looked at the things that have happened to them, and they've never looked within, looking within the thing that has happened. So again, a person is dealing with some tragedy. Look inside of that tragedy and see what is in there. Oh, there's great things in there. There are wonderful things in there. There are amazing things in there. But you gotta look within. You gotta look within. You can't just look at. You gotta look inside. This notion of this bleeding. So these are some of the things that you're challenged with to do. Now, whatever the situation, it could be a recent divorce. It could be a recent separation, even in a separation. There's something, don't just look at it, look in it. Look and see, what's in it for me? What else is going on? You know, as my mother, God rest her soul. Boy, if she was here, she'd be with me every day on this radio. I can guarantee it. I know we have a lot in common when it comes to that. But my mother would say, what's really going on? She loved to say that. That was one of her favorite comments to make. I suspect she was just glib like that. But she was a funny lady. So, yeah, you got to look at the situation and say, what's really going on? What can this bleeding, how can this bleeding, or what inside of this bleeding is going to lead to my succeeding? And then write it down. It's chapter 3, by the way. Write it down. Whatever it is, just start writing. You know, writing is becoming such a loss, or art, because of all the texting and Facebooking and Twittering. But we got to keep writing alive, okay? So write it down, whatever it is. I mean, boy, one day I'll have you come to my house, and if you can see, I've got about 18,000 notebooks with so much. That's why I never really worry about writing another book, because all I got to do, if you ever seen the movie The Five Heartbeats, the guy would, when he got ready to write another song, his sister, one time his sister just went and got all these little pieces of paper that he had been writing on and left all over the house. She put them all together. He had a powerful song that was life-changing. It was so funny, but that was his way he would write, right? So that's what I have. I have all these notebooks and journals and probably about 18,000 of them, and I can pull them all together, and probably each and every one is a book. And so anyway, that's going to be hilarious. Maybe one day I'll get the time to sit and do that. So again, looking inside of what this opportunity that you have, and then this what now, what next, what now, what next. Not so much what yesterday, not so much what I could have, would have, should have did, but what will I do now? That's the big question. N-O-W. What will I do now? And the way, the acronym I want to use for that is your new opportunity window. Now, that's what now represents. Now represents a new opportunity window. And then what next? Okay, so that's your challenge. And the last challenge is don't just look at, look in. Don't just look at, look in. Now, if you have a comment, if you're in the chat room, you're going to lose sound. But if you're on the phone lines, and the phone number to call is 347-945-7991, you have about 40 seconds left. If you dial in right away, you can get in 347-945-7991. If you are on the phone line and you have a comment, or if you have a question about this topic or any other topic, or you just want to say, hey, great show, I'm listening, or whatever, you feel free to do that. You just have to hit your number one key. Again, I know we're about to go into Thanksgiving, so don't dare let me leave the air without wishing you, you, and you an awesome, awesome, awesome Thanksgiving with family and friends. If you do not have family and friends, I did a show a few days back talking about happiness and how to make yourself happy even around these holiday times. If you want, you can contact me on Facebook. I can send you the link. Oh, but whatever, if you have to, again, that might be the bleeding for you. And in that bleeding, you're succeeding, but you have to stop looking at the situation and start looking within. In other words, maybe if, I'm just giving like some crazy example. Let's just say you're lonely because you don't have anybody to be with, no family. Guess what? That would be a great day for you to do something that may be outside of your comfort zone, like, just giving one little tiny example, start a blog. Start a blog about how you feel about this day. Okay, here's the thing. You're one person, correct? But there's seven close to, probably a little bit more because we probably don't have an exact account, because we know that we don't have an exact account. So probably this much or more. 7 billion, 7 billion. B, that's what a B. There's 7 billion people in the world. There's only about 380 million people in the United States. So the United States, we don't even have 1 billion people in the United States. So what am I saying? That there are so many people. So you write that blog, which can be seen worldwide. That's the World Wide Web. Can be seen worldwide. You don't know. There may be other people who feel exactly like you, who will tap into your blog, and now you've started something new, and before you know it, you've tapped into some other talent or gift that you have that you didn't even realize you have. But if it wasn't for the bleeding, you wouldn't be succeeding. And there are some people who have made not only lots of money, but they've made lots of people's lives better through blogging. Think about blogging. Think about people that, for some odd reason, they can't go very far in terms and distance. And so they're somewhat, you know, they may feel stuck inside or at a computer. Now they can touch the rest of the world through your blogs. Maybe they're in a secluded area where they can't get out much and get around other people. Remember how the very social people were just those people who had this very, very, very outgoing personality and could make friends really, really, really easy, and they were in close proximity to so many other people. But computers got rid of that, and then everybody could touch everybody, and then social media was born. And now not only can you just advertise to everybody, you can socialize with people that are millions of miles away. I wonder when they'll set up the first blog from space or the first social media network from space. So someone's on the moon, right? And picture this, right? They're on the moon and they're having dinner, I guess, and they do one of those check-ins, you know, on your phone. On these smartphones, you can click a little button and let the world know where you're at. Wouldn't that be funny? You, one day you're on Facebook and somebody checks in on the moon. They're having dinner, going to a movie, roller skating, all the different things that, can you imagine? That would be, you can't see me right now, but I'm like almost ready to crack up laughing over here if that was ever to be able to happen. But seriously though, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so if you can, fly me some food in. If you make some, especially my all-time favorite food is dressing. As a matter of fact, what is your favorite food? Post it on my Facebook page, your favorite dish, either to cook or to eat. Now, my absolute absolute favorite dish to cook is, well, I don't know about that because, you know, me and cooking, we ain't the best friends, but I can cook. But now, I guess my favorite dish, I would say, to cook would be chili, only because I love eating it along the way. But I'm not going to make chili for Thanksgiving, y'all. Come on now. I'm keeping it with the traditional kind of things, even though maybe one year I might make a pot of chili. But a potato salad, I think I like making that because there's so many parts to it, and it's like it feels very mechanical when I make a potato salad. But my favorite dish to eat, my absolute favorite Thanksgiving dish, is the dressing with some cranberry sauce. But my dressing has to be cooked perfectly. Like, it has to be moist enough. It has to have enough onions and enough celery in it. Enough taste of the sage, and I can only eat it if it's made with real cornbread. Jiffy is okay for an addition, but it has to be the real cornbread, y'all. The old-fashioned, you know, cornmeal in the bag, flour, baking soda, sugar, a couple of eggs, stir it up and put it in the oven. That's the only way I can eat dressing. So, but I want to know, what's your absolute favorite dish to make, and what's your favorite dish to eat for Thanksgiving? I'll post that on my Facebook page. I would love to see that and hear from you. So I wish all of you, don't forget, Jesus bled in the garden before he succeeded and went up to heaven, and before he was able to leave all power to us. If he could bleed before he succeed, why not you and me? So whatever your bloodshed has come from, just know you're on your way up, but you got to do those things. You got to first talk to God. Say, God, I'm bleeding here. Come clean. Let him know. Acknowledge what you're going through, because whatever it is, he allowed it, even though he didn't cause it, but he certainly allowed it, and there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. Like, God, this is painful, okay? And don't forget, always looking for that new opportunity window. You're looking through it right now. You're looking through every single day for you. You're in the window of a new opportunity. That's asking yourself, what do I do now? And what will I do next? And then don't forget, not just looking at, but looking within. And that, there you have it, the bleeding before succeeding. Okay, well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed any of the episodes, you can go back and listen. You can go listen to yesterday's episode, Book by Book, Success Project. We did a powerful book, Schedule Success, I don't want to get his name wrong, but very, very powerful. You can find it on my Facebook page or Terry Benjamin's Facebook page. The title of that book, very, very, very powerful. And then see what happens, and we'll do our video clip later. And yesterday I talked about don't stomp your toe. Now I'm going to talk about where are you putting your toe? Where are you putting your toe? That's what I'll talk about today. So if you get a chance to catch that clip, you can do that. Also, if you want to become a Release Your Power trainer, coach, I'm now offering the trainer for that. You can teach the class. You can take the class. Well, some of you have already read the book. Now, guess what? You can teach. I'll teach you how to teach the 8 strategies in that book for your coaching program as you're helping people. So, have a wonderful pre-Thanksgiving, and we'll see you. Oh, I don't think we're going to do the show in the morning, but I'll see how I feel when I get up. I do the show so early that it really probably won't take away from my day, but let's see. Maybe we'll do a show and have a cook-off with all our Thanksgiving. Have some Thanksgiving fun wherever you are, with whoever you are. And remember, even if you're by yourself, you're never alone.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.